Space4 Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the final segment in a five-part series about electronic technology in the floor covering business. My guest for this series, Pam Bowe, the CEO of the Bowe Company, Aaron Perner, the CEO of Cap Carpet. Both of my guests are co-president of the Floor Covering Business-to-Business Association, or FCB2B. Let me ask you each what your expectations are for FCB2B going forward. Participation goals, do you anticipate certain levels of participation going forward?
I guess my expectation for this is that we will continually refine the B2B documents that are out there. The standard is written very well, but the challenge you get into is that the quality of the information, because imagine all these different companies, they all have different computer systems in many cases. They've all got different levels of expertise as far as their data entry. And I think what you're going to see is that there will be more and more best practices that get developed within the actual B2B process, where the effort several years ago was really to just get the documents right. Now it's how do we use them and how do we take best advantage of them and how do we provide the users with the best experience they can have with the document. And I think the other thing that's going to happen substantially is that we're going to see more and more companies, just like we did last year. We're going to see doubling, tripling effect of the number of documents exchanged. I think we're going to see, you know, doubling, tripling, and, you know, continued on with that geometric progression of the number of suppliers that are enabled. And I think eventually what you're going to see is those manufacturers and distributors out there that are not on FCB2B are going to be so much more costly to do business with, both from a buying aspect and from them providing services aspect, that they're going to have a competitive disadvantage. And then I think that those you know, companies that are out there that are trading with companies like myself that are not FCB2B enabled are going to become on the same level, so much more expensive to do business with. They're probably going to implement, you know, transaction fee costs for those people that just do business the old way. I mean, if you pick up the phone and call them, it's going to cost you more than somebody that can place an order electronically through FCB2B.
And that will happen. It's just a matter of time, do you think?
Other industries have done that, and I believe that will happen within the flooring industry as well.
I see. What are reasonable participation goals in terms of retailers and suppliers, you know, in some kind of time frame?
I would argue that I've seen information that leads me to believe that there's about 30% of the business that is out there done, transacted by the average company, can be done through FCB2B right now. If it were fully implemented with all the companies out there using flooring-specific software and they did business with all of those companies that they already do, I would believe that, you know, again, and the reason why is because of that 5% 80 rule, you know, which is a small percentage, represent a large amount of the business that's out there. I would argue that in the next, you know, 5 to 7 years, I mean, I know it's hard to look out that far, but I would tell you that 80% of the business is going to be, transacted via FCB2B.
Mm-hmm. Pam, do you have a feel for the efforts of the suppliers in the system? What are they doing to get their customers to sign up? I mean, do the field salespeople mention it to them and promote it? Do the customer service people do the same?
I think it depends on the vendor, Dave. I think some of the vendor suppliers recognize the efficiencies, and they have implemented that in, I guess, their sales strategy and their marketing strategy. But it kind of depends on who you're calling on and how far out in the field it goes. But by and large, I would say that the awareness of this technology has spread through the majority of the industry. And I would also say that the majority of the industry, if they're not talking about it actively, they will be shortly. But I feel confident that more and more of them, this is part of their corporate culture, if you will. They recognize that people are asking for it when they're out there selling. So they need to enable their salespeople to understand it and be able to converse with them appropriately.
I've got you. Let me ask each of you, just to wind up, what you see for FCB2B on down the road, or what it's even possible for this to do down the road. And Aaron, why don't you go first?
I think what you'll see is that, I mean, the technologies are always, I mean, you know, I remember in our company how difficult it was to get people to place orders by the fax. And, you know, I remember, you know, her name was Ann Vaught. You know, she was a wonderful person within our company that was an account expediter that handled King placing orders, all that stuff. She just so strongly believed that it saved her so much time, and with the footage programs that the mills offered at the time, it was a largely carpet business, that it was just so much easier to do business via fax that, I mean, she literally, I think it, her and several folks like her, single-handedly made the change within the industry that the fax system would, and I'll never forget at the time it was Golestan. They had literally, their fax machine was down in the basement, and one of the complaints that we had was that it would take, you know, 2 to 4 hours to get a response back on a fax. Sometimes it would take till the next day. And, you know, we called down and spoke to them about it, and their response is, well, gee, that's, you know, we can't do it that fast. Our fax machine's down in the basement. You know, and I mean, in hindsight, it makes me laugh to think about. But I think the whole discussion about B2B at this point will become so, you know, it will be just so commonplace in the way the technology is used that we're going to look at it just like we look at cell phones today, that they're just so predominant. You know, you wouldn't pull over to go use a public pay phone anymore. You don't even consider it. It's just not, that's not the way business is transacted. And I think the same thing's going to happen with FCB2B. There's going to be so many different techniques and methods and delivery of service through the channel in the industry that it just will become a part of our daily business the way we do it.
I got you. Pam?
When we first, thank you, Aaron, it was very well said. I like the fax analogy. I also like the analogy of the payphone, which I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. How bad
yeah,
are you to make phone
icky.
Calls?
That sounds like germs.
They're nasty out there. Anyway, going back to this statement, when we first started with this group, Dave, we had a kind of a goal, a tagline, if you will, four industry companies, from contractors to software vendors to manufacturers, were all working together to enable flooring industry B2B standards, which would allow the companies large and small to take advantage of the cost benefits of B2B technologies offer. We have created that environment, that culture within FCB2B with that goal. Beyond that, though, in watching what's happening with the technology as it expands beyond just those five documents, and you now think about the fact that the data that's being collected or housed in a product or price catalog can now be utilized in estimation and takeoffs, and at some point will allow you to reference product images when you're receiving. I mean, it is expanding all over the place. Today, if we look at really what the mission of the association is, the potential of the association is really to facilitate efficient business communications within the floor covering and related industries, but including not limited to electronic transactions. We want to foster optimal development of the floor covering industry and promote leadership in ethics, standards, and policy throughout the industry. So taking just that initial goal of let's try and get these documents in place so that they're working, now the group looking at the potential of what electronic data can be beyond just these documents and how it can be utilized has really created an environment of collaborative participation. Aaron stated this earlier, and I really have to again state this, that the level of cooperation and leaving your ego at the door to work for a mutually beneficial industry shift has been very rewarding, and I think we'll continue to see that and benefit from what these members are doing on the behalf of this industry.
Very interesting. Well, a good place to leave it. And let me thank each of you for spending some time with us this morning. Very, very beneficial, and hats off to you for the work you've both been doing with this.
Thank you very much.
Dave, thank you for your commitment at FCB2B. You've always been one on the forefront, willing to communicate the message, and you're so generous with your time and your program, and just always a pleasure talking to you.
Well, it's fun having you guys both on, and we'll have to do this again.
Thanks
again. We've been talking with Pam Bo. She is the Chief Executive Officer of the Bo Company. She's also co-president of FCB2B. And Aaron Perner, he is the Chief Executive Officer of Cap Carpet, and the other co-president of FCB2B. And this is Floor Radio.